Happy Tuesday out there in Radio Land. Welcome to A Voice of a People live today with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Very important information. Please download on any electronic device out of your Play Store an app called TuneIn. Once you download it, please search WWGH. It will be a very important app on your phone that you will be able to stay in contact with WWGH. Or you can call during this live broadcast today by calling 740-383-9944. If you would just like to be a part of the conversation, if you would like to ask any questions or make any comments concerning the topic that we will be covering today, please call 740-383-9944. It's so nice to always hear the response of the public about different issues that are going on in our society. Let me share with you who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This happens every third Saturday of every month. Free produce, and it will take place this Saturday, August the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have need or you know someone else who has need of free produce, please take advantage of this opportunity. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there, 740-262-0939. And as I told you yesterday, she is also my guest today. I don't have this privilege too often to have her in-house, but she's in-house today. And we thank her for sharing her time with us. Now, I have a couple announcements for you. Like I said, I'm so surprised about Caledonia being on the map for entertainment, but it is, and they have a farmer's market every Saturday from 11 to 1 p.m. in Caledonia. Also, August the 20th, this Saturday at 4 p.m., Marion Area Strings. George Schramm is the conductor. He will be there at the Tunes at Paradise. Okay, and again, the address is 1536 Whetstone River Road, North Caledonia, Ohio. And the internet, or if you want to Google it, it's Paradise, T-E-R-R-A-D-I-S-E .org. Also, on the 41st, this is our 41st Marion Popcorn Festival. It will take place September the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. And don't forget that Thursday on the 8th will be a parade, and the streets will be closing down. So, you know, Google that so you know the flow of the parade. And that begins at 6 p.m. Okay, now, Marion Praise Festival. This will be the second annual. This will take place Friday, August the 26th at Founders Park, downtown at 6:30 p.m. Let's see how many youth we can get invigorated in downtown for this Praise Festival that will take place. And young adults, hopefully many will line the streets of Marion, Ohio to give praise. Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And this thought is titled, Barriers to Love. Whatever is in your heart that is not clean, not true, will ultimately begin to act like a wall, obstructing the natural flow of love. People who say that there is no love in their life are being blocked by this wall. Actually, there is love, but they just can't accept it. Ego is the clearest example of this. Ego limits the flow of love by placing conditions on the love you give and receive. Ego uses love to satisfy its own needs and desires. It produces a love which is deceptive, one which brings only temporary satisfaction. Ego does not allow you to experience true love or share it. In fact, ego is capable of destroying your ability to feel love altogether. And we do not want to be so egotistical that we can't feel love or unable to love other people. At this time, I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Cheryl Lee. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Linda. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Introduce yourself again.
Again.
Yes.
My name is Cheryl Lee, and professionally, my husband and I own Inspect Ohio. After 30 years, Calvin has chosen to relax a bit and step down from the home inspections, but we are still doing the accompaniment inspections, like the pest and the gas line inspections for the homes in town. And then if you're purchasing a house in the county, we will still do the water sampling and the septic inspections as well. So all you have to do is call 740-262-0939. I will be the one you're speaking with, and I will put you on the schedule for those inspections. And then the reason why I'm really blessed to have Linda as a friend is because she allows us to come in here and talk about a ministry that is just dear to our hearts, mm-hmm. Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's an international, non-denominational ministry, and I know that's very important because a lot of people get hung up that if it's not their denomination, it's not worthy of their time. But truthfully, when it is speaking the truth, and that is God's word from God's Holy Scripture.
Right.
And when we are standing on His Word and being firm with it, it is definitely worth the time, because this is a ministry that hosts the Good News Clubs, where we go into the schools after hours and teach the Bible principles, God's Word, of how He loves each and every one of them, and how He allowed His Son to die on the cross for their sins and for your sins and for our sins, and that how He rose again. That resurrection is very important to teach these children, because only our Savior, our God, has done that. And so that is why I'm here this hour, is to share with you about the upcoming Good News Clubs, which will be starting again. We start the school year the first week of October, and you'll be getting papers sent in your children's book bags through the schools, or at least most of the schools. There have been some that were hesitant, even though they had the superintendent's permission. It was a battle.
I'm sure it was.
So, but keep in mind, write it down, the first week of October is when the Good News Clubs start. And if your child has not received a registration for you as a guardian, a grandparent, or a parent to put your child in a school Good News Club, because we're in every one of the schools except River Valley Liberty, because we have lack of interest and we need volunteers to get a team there, but we are in every one of the city schools and most of the county schools. It is a yellow paper. It's going to be a marigold or school bus color paper, and if you do not get that from the school, call their office, because they will have them in the office and they can send one home with your child. We look forward to having every child possible in our clubs.
Right. Absolutely. It'd be nice if they would be overflowing.
Wouldn't it, though? Yes, it would.
We would need more and more people to mandate that, but I mean, take care of that. So I'm just pleading today with parents and grandparents and guardians and to do all you can to let your child be a part of this. It's not that It's just the times that we're living in that are so dangerous now, and it's just so important that we keep our eyes open, our ears open, you know, and our heart open to the Word of God and be receptive, because we're living in dangerous times. And according to the Word of God in Matthew 24, you know, that's one of the signs of Christ's return, you know, that times will be dangerous. And what, you cannot sit there and say that we do not live in dangerous times. And our youth are suffering greatly because of it, you know. And it could be our lack of opening up our eyes and being receptive to the Word of God.
Oh, absolutely. And everyone, all your listeners, must realize just how the administration that we're living under right now is twisting the truths, you know, and bullying us to accept things that aren't righteous, you know. And you know, you just hear that they've passed the law where IRS is going to have 87,000 more employees with the 70-some thousand that they already have. That makes them have a larger, I heard anyways, a larger body than the National Guards. And so, you know, they've got a lot of clout, and they're going to bully a lot of people. And one of that is, you know, our liberties as far as Christians, I think, are going to be scrutinized, and we're going to be bullied. And that's just my opinion from listening to other speakers, other well-educated Christian men and women. And so the time is now to get the Word of God in front of these children.
Yes,
while we have the opportunity.
And their parents.
Because this opportunity to be in the schools was from the highest court. And look how they're bucking the ruling of Roe versus Wade. You know, they're bucking that. And that came down from the highest court to have that reversed. So nothing is ever in granite, you know, and cut in granite. And we have this opportunity. We've had it since 2001. And we really want to continue taking advantage of it and getting God's Word in front of these children for as long as we can. But we can't do it without your help.
Right.
We have training coming up September the 8th, 15th, and the 22nd. So it's three Thursdays. It would be from 6 to 8:30. And if you are interested in being a volunteer to help with our Good News programs, we are in each one of the city schools, and we are in most of the county schools. Just call me at 740-262-0939. 740-262-0939. There is a package for volunteers. And, you know, earlier I started out saying that it's non-denominational. Well, we have a statement of faith. And the statement of faith is to be, you know, it's like 32 points, I think. And, you know, it's all leading back to God and Jesus Christ as the one true way. And so if you can read through that statement of faith, that's the glue that keeps all of us together. Because within our volunteers, we have, you know, about a half a dozen to 10 different churches involved.
Right.
And they all have their little differences. But it's that statement of faith that keeps us together, because we're going out and we're trusting God and we're sharing how God is sovereign, how He's righteous, He's just, and He loves you.
Yes, He does.
And He loves you so much that He allowed His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, for their sins.
Yes.
You know, and we're teaching the children this. And that is a truth that you're not going to get in the culture today or in the government. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that is a truth that you have to almost look more and more for.
Oh, yes.
You know, because people don't wear it on their sleeves anymore.
Mm-mm.
And so, but it is a blessing to be in front of these children and to teach them a Bible story, to teach them a memory verse, to teach them songs, and to give them a snack. It's a blessing to teach them about missionaries.
Right.
And then to have a review game afterwards so that you can see how well you did as a teacher and how well the children received it.
Right.
Because they're busy. You know, right. Not every child is sitting there with their hands folded in their laps. They're,
right.
They're tugging on something or drawing on something or, you know, who knows?
Right.
But the kinetic kids are often some of the best children when it comes to the recalling in the review game, which is really neat to see. So what we're asking is, if you have a desire to be a servant of the Lord, this is a wonderful opportunity because we are a mission field.
Right.
You don't have to send thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars across the sea, although there are good mission fields over there too. But we are a mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're asking for is some of your time. And if you did want to give a financial gift, that would be wonderful too. But right now, all we're asking is your time.
All hands on deck, right?
All hands on deck. That's right. Thanks, Linda.
Yes, we need that. Absolutely, we need that. The culture needs it. We're just talking about elementary school, but children leave elementary school and go to middle school. From there, they go to high school. From there, they go to college. And it would just be so wonderful if we could help them keep that trend of thought. Not saying all. Some keep it and go through and be missionaries and be preachers and evangelists in their lives and ministers. But so many do not. And I think that we as adults, grandparents, parents, caretakers, or whatever your position may be, and you have an influence over young adults or just elementary children. Like the Bible says, you know, put like scriptures on your wall. Make them so that they can see them. Take them over it sometimes, you know, like in the beginning, God. Just little things like that. They make a big difference in all of our lives. I know it made a big difference in my life, and I tried to make sure I had words like John 3:16 on my wall. God so loved the world, you know, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe shall, you know, have everlasting life. So all these instructions are in the Word of God.
Right.
Of how to teach and train our children. So it's either we don't believe the Word of God or that it's effective on our children. I mean, they're no better than we are. And I think we've kind of lost that over the years. Well, my grandkids won't do this, or I will not raise my child this way like my mother raised, you know, me, and I'm not going to make them go to church. That was one of the best decisions I believe my mother made for my life. No, she did not take me, but she sent me. I was able to go with my auntie, you know, but I still go to church to this day. To this very day, I'm not going to tell you my age, of course, but I still honor the house of God. It's like, it's my home. It's my home away from home. So this is what we're trying to incorporate and begin in the youth of today.
And Linda, you were talking about how, you know, we're just talking about elementary.
Right.
But if you have a heart for middle school age,
yes,
children, because not everyone deals well with the younger children. Although
right,
they're not difficult to deal with. Trust me, I'm not a real patient person. I lean on God for patience. But they are, or at least I didn't used to be a patient person. Now I am more so. But middle school I think would take more patience. However, some people love that age. And we have a great curriculum for middle school. We also have a curriculum for high school. But we also need to have volunteers who are willing to step up and be trained and teach those levels. You know, Linda had mentioned college. Not many of our kids, not many of our Christian kids come out of college still believing.
And see, that's...
Isn't that unreal?
That's unacceptable in a way, you know?
It should be very unacceptable.
Yes.
So where are we failing as a church? Where are we failing as parents and grandparents to really instill a strong foundation for these kids so that they can do battle when they're away from the house?
Yes.
And so we do have a good curriculum, not only for the elementary, which is where we're at now, and would love to have your helping hands, but we have a curriculum for middle school. You know, Grant Middle School, you have the possibility of touching 900 children. And if there's a pastor who would like to put a team together, please call me.
Right.
You know, a good 3 to 4 people. Someone who would be musical would be ideal. Mm-hmm. Someone who has energy is another ideal. You know, because we women and men who are volunteering right now, we are getting older. And it would be nice to have some younger people coming. You know, maybe you have a youth pastor who wants to give one day out of the week. Just imagine how you could build your youth group if you had a youth pastor using our curriculum that is tried and true and in the schools after school. That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. So if there are pastors out there listening, please call. And we can talk about it. We can get the training. We can get the materials in your hands. And we can teach these kids.
Right.
But
absolutely.
It is a spiritual battle. I'll warn you right now, we've been there. And it is a spiritual battle in Grant Middle School. So we have to be prayed up. Anyways, my number again is 740-262-0939. If you have some pastors, a youth pastor who would like to deal with the high school students, again, we have a great curriculum for the high schools, but we have to have people who are interested. I always tell people that I think we have a lack of interest because we have no bragging rights. You know, people don't, when we were growing up and we learned a verse, you know, people bragged about that. My child just learned John 3:16.
Yeah.
Now, no one brags about their child learning John 3:16 or the ABCs of salvation.
Right, right.
You know, that we don't brag about it. We go to all their sports, and we sit there and we watch the kids in the rain, the shine, the cold, the warmth, the overheating. And when we had perfect opportunity to share with other parents about a program where my kid just came home and was able to say, and we don't do it. We don't take the bragging rights is what it is.
Right, right.
But if our child makes that touchdown, we tell everybody.
Oh, yeah.
If our child makes that 3-point, we tell everybody.
Right.
If our child has ran the race faster than anyone else, everyone knows it. Mm. You know? So God deserves bragging rights.
Yes, He does.
And we can do it one child at a time. We can do it one school at a time. And it's really, it is fun to teach these children.
Right.
No matter what age, it is fun.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to speak about it, even on the air, to other people, you know, because you never know who is listening. There may be people out there listening that have not even received Christ themselves. You know, maybe they don't know much about the Lord or what we're even talking about. So this is a good thing because we're just asking that if you don't know, you know, that you begin to want to know, and you can always, you know, call in, ask questions if you want to know more, because like we said yesterday, we are living in the last days, whether we want to believe it or not, but according to the Word of God, which is absolute. Everyone's looking for something that's absolute and something that's concrete and something that never wavers. Well, that's the Word of God.
Absolutely.
That is the Word of God.
Absolutely.
That is a foundation that you can stand on.
And trust me, man has tried, as you well know, mm-hmm. to tear it apart, to discredit it. Archaeology is one of the best friends of the Bible. Right now at Grace Baptist on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, they are having an archaeology class, and it's from 6 to 7, and it's wonderful because you learn about all these different digs and stuff mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that have proven
right.
King David,
right?
You know, Nebuchadnezzar, all
yes.
these different who are some of the, I mean,
even Moses, the Mount Ararat and all uh-huh. that, you know, he was on, and Noah, you know, they say they found the ark, so
with concrete, and you know, you got the Dead Sea Scrolls
yes.
and things like that, but they are constantly going by what the Bible says and the locations in the Bible, going back through history, finding
proof,
the thread of what the country or the city was at that time
yes.
when it disappeared, and finding them.
Sodom and Gomorrah, I saw that on YouTube, and that was fascinating.
I know.
To see that brimstone that had fallen from heaven, and all the guy did was put a match to it, and it would start burning all over again. I'm thinking, oh my. But a lot of people don't believe that mm-hmm. that even happened on mm-hmm. this earth. Maybe it happened on an island, but this truly happened. And not only that, there was a promise that it would never be inhabited again in that special spot, those two cities, and they are not inhabited.
I know. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Just ashes is there.
And so we're really having a great time with this archaeology.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, and science, too.
Yes.
There are many things. Sir Isaac, I don't have my phone with me, but the quotes of the great, you know, the discoverers and the scientists of the old, you know, you got mm-hmm. your Sir Isaac Newton, and you've got explorers and things. I mean, they used the Bible.
Yes.
One reason why they believed that the world wasn't flat is because it said in the Bible, all along it said that the world was round.
Yes.
You know, and so they used that to their skills and to their endeavor, I guess.
Right,
is what
as
I'm
a
trying
guide.
To say.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
As a guide.
And so the Bible is just as important today as it was back then, as it was when God gave it to man.
Yes.
When he breathed it to man to write down. And man has tried to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have many cynical authors. Lee Strobel, a case for Christ, a case for Easter, a case for faith. You know, his wife started going to church.
Mm-hmm.
She became a believer, and he didn't like it. Because before that, they were both agnostic at best, you know, and
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
And so he decided, being a critical reporter, that he would go ahead and get down to the bottom of this. Well, what the bottom showed him was there is a God.
Yes.
And there was a Jesus.
Yes.
And there was a resurrection.
Yes, it was.
And he's got wonderful literature out there for any skeptics, you know. So it goes right back to getting this word out in front of the children.
Yes, it is.
And that's coming up.
Yes.
And we've got some training coming up for those of you who would like to help. It's not inexpensive. Maybe if you don't have the money, you could talk to your pastors or your church to take this on. It's only $45. All the materials are provided. It's going to be the first three Thursdays of September. It'd be September 8th, 15th, and 22nd. from 6 until 8:30. If you're interested, call me, 740-262-0939. So that I can get you some information out to you prior to the training. And then come, you know, be prepared to help us at in November. The first week of November is when the clubs start. Now, if you are being tugged at, you know, if the Lord is really speaking to you as a youth pastor, and you want to get into a middle school, we mm-hmm. have a middle school program. You know, maybe you don't want to be at Grant. Maybe you think that's too big, but you'd like to be at Pleasant Middle School, or you'd like to be at River Valley Middle School, or Elgin, or, you know, these middle schools, Ridgedale.
Yes.
As a youth pastor, that's a great place to start. As a youth pastor, maybe you would like to go ahead and be in the high school. Again, we've got a curriculum, wonderful curriculums, and great training. I know you're thinking you're a youth pastor and you don't need trained, but, you know, for our organization and for our bylaws and for our safety of the children, everyone needs to go through our training. And I know I don't mean to say that you'll probably be fantastic and far, far above our training. But because our safety and our integrity right. as a organization also has to be considered.
Oh, yes.
That's why the training.
Of course. Of course.
And so anyways, but I'm excited to even talk to you about it. I would love to have a handful of people contact us to be helpers in the middle school, because every one of our clubs in middle school could use extra hands. Mm-hmm. I would love to have, you know, one or two call in regards to the middle schools, wanting to get involved in the middle schools as a lead teacher. And then we need to come up with two or three people to help you to make a team that will support you,
right?
And so that you're not doing all of it yourself. You have to have a team around you so that
yes.
they can help break up some of the duties, and the kids enjoy it. They enjoy listening to one person tell the story and then the other person read the missionary stories.
Yes.
Now, in middle school, it's a little bit different because it's more of a youth group type of curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In high school, again, it's a little bit different. But you're still getting the Word of God in front of them. And so it's an exciting opportunity, and we are right here in our community
right.
where we're needed.
Right.
It's a mission field. We have got a huge mission field in front of us. So please pray for us. Pray that we will get helpers. Pray that we continue getting funding. Pray that we get those helping hands.
Right, absolutely. And let them also talk to them about the literature that they will receive as teachers.
We have great literature. We have what's called like a flashcard, where it actually has a picture. So as you're telling the Bible history, the Bible story, you'll be showing the kids so they have a visual. And then we have visual songs, so that as you're teaching the children the songs, they can read along and sing along. And these are really nice. They're done on heavy duty paper. They're colorful, and they have illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stimulating not only their sight, but, you know, I guess pretty much all their senses, really, because oftentimes we have the children come up and hold
right.
the visuals for us, too. And we have wonderful visuals for the mission story, you know, the missionaries. And then we have visuals for the memory verse. And again, with the memory verse, we try to incorporate at least a game that will keep their activities. Like, while we're learning God's Word,
right.
and we'll run through it a couple times, two or three times, then we'll have someone like stand behind the leader or whoever's holding that visual, and then another child will come and point to a couple words that we're going to clap at. And so then the child is on the spot, who's mm-hmm. behind the literature. He's on the spot, or she's on the spot, because right. as we're saying the verse as a group, we clap at the words that were pointed at, and that child has to recall, what were those words?
Mm-hmm.
That's one easy game, and that's one word. That's a game that the kids have really enjoyed. But then sometimes we use our tone, our
True.
Voice, and we'll go high or low mm-hmm. or soft or loud, and having the kids learn the memory verse, because really, hiding God's word in their hearts is something that they will recall later on.
Yes, they will.
You know, and teaching the stories correctly to them is something that they may recall bits and pieces, and maybe some of them will recall the whole lesson. But God's word is not going to be void. And so we really focus on memory verses. We also have like a sheet that we give them. It's called Quiet Time.
Mm-hmm.
And that sheet for each week, it's for 5 days. And it's just helping the little ones to find a corner and just read
right.
what's on there. Some of them I know do it all in one day. But there's the whole premise is for them to do it each day
right.
to develop that quiet time, that devotional time.
Yes, yes.
And again, it is like there'll be puzzles and there'll be, you know, fill in the blanks or like maybe a code for them to do. But it's always dealing with God's word. And, you know, the theme of that week's story, and then the memory verse of that week, as well as other verses.
Okay.
So that's our quiet time. And the kids, if they bring it back the next week, we usually have like a treat for them.
Right.
You know, to
right.
encourage them to remember to bring it back and
yes.
to work on it.
Yes.
You know, to do it, to work on it. So the materials are just absolutely beautiful that you will be given every 6 weeks to start a new lesson series.
Right, right, right. Wow, aren't you excited to hear this good news where you can be a part of shaping a new generation of believers in Christ Jesus? Because our world is growing darker and darker. And as Cheryl was saying earlier, a lot of things are being allowed that should not be allowed. And the only thing that we have that is concrete and never changes and absolute is the Word of God. And it has to become our foundation. And we have to also share that knowledge with our children and their children's children. And you may be the only voice.
Absolutely.
In your whole lineage of 3 or 4 generations, you may be the only voice. But let that voice be unwavering and stern. And let them know that this is where I stand. And like, what was that? Joshua said, as for me and my house, that means my generations, you know, we shall serve the Lord. And that should be our stance as Christians. Not just for ourselves and us 3 or 4, no more. But let us spread the word of God by showing his love, like he showed us his love. How important is that you share God's love with other people. It was by love that he drew us, his loving kindness and his tender mercies. This is how we draw other people. This is how we draw the youth. And let us not stop there at elementary. Let us be a voice in our communities. Let us be, I know we go to church, and sometimes that's it, the church and the four walls of the church. But sometimes we need to step outside of the church and be a voice for a culture and a community that's growing up. So hopefully you take something good from what Cheryl's sharing with you and what you have heard, even from myself. And maybe you can get your church to stand up. Like Cheryl said, you know, volunteers in the church, missionaries here and there. And which CEF has their own missionary also. And I had asked about her, what was that, last month Cheryl and I talked, but Margaret
Margaret Bash.
Margaret mm-hmm. Bash. Mm-hmm. She is still a voice, even at her age today. She mm-hmm. can't get around like she used to, but she is still a voice and still standing strong on the Word of God. So, believe it or not, God is the answer. He's the only answer. Always has been and always will be.
And He's the hope.
He is our hope.
He is the hope. Even though the, you know, even though our government has gone crazy, you know, and a lot of things out there are just contradictory to God's word, God is the hope. Yes. His word is the hope. And honestly, if we all turn the TV off more and read God's word more, we would understand where we need to be in serving God.
Right.
You know, and it's just God's word is it has ran through the time. Man has tried to destroy
it. Stood the test of time.
That's right. And man has tried to destroy it, and they will continue trying to destroy it until Christ Jesus comes back.
Comes back.
So you know, even in Revelations, it talks about how, you know, the catching up of his saints,
mm-hmm.
and how the restrainer for evil will be removed,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have this 7 years of tribulation. Well, even during that period, man being so evil is still going to try to destroy God's word. That is just how powerful God's word is. So, but we have an opportunity now, and we have an opportunity to be in the schools, and we just really want to just use that to the fullest to talk to children. And not just the children, but it's fun to talk to the parents when come and pick up the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to talk to the grandparents when they're picking up the children and stuff like that. So you never know how that ripple effect,
right,
how far out it'll go and how many lives it will touch.
Yes.
By having a child involved in a good news club. You just never know. And the hope that they find in that good news club. And you know, when a child reaches, or when a child has accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, coming to club, we're able to mentor them each week and encourage them to read their Bible. And because we do give the children Bibles, and of course that is another cost.
Yes, it is.
And we have gone with a different Bible this year, where it's going to be a little bigger font, and it's adding $2 per Bible. But it's a bigger font.
Right.
And
easier to read. Yes.
Easier to read. And it's illustrated.
Okay.
So that's going to be great for the kids, because you're talking about kindergarten up through fifth grade.
Right, right.
You know, so if anyone is led to give towards that expense, that would be wonderful.
Yes.
They can just contact me, and I can give you the information for our chapter treasurer. And it's just an opportunity that we have here to be in the schools. It still amazes me that we have this opportunity. And I just pray, you know, I'm constantly praying that God will protect the ministry, that God will keep those doors open to us.
Oh, yes.
And the only thing that can stop us at this point is lack of volunteers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I sound like a broken record today.
Not really.
But it is the lack of volunteers.
Right, right.
How many times have you, as a listener, heard someone, churchgoer or not churchgoer, say, well, we need to have prayer back in the schools,
mm-hmm.
or we need God back in the schools?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got this opportunity.
Yes, you are His representative.
We are back in the schools.
Yes.
Now, I know it's after school. But we are, God's presence is in that school. We are in there, and we're there to teach the children.
Yes.
And so the teachers who are believers, you know, they're thumbs up. The teachers who are not believers, we are a silent witness to them.
Right, right.
We are a silent witness. Well, not too silent, because our clubs get pretty noisy. but we
full
are
of life.
Yes,
know,
we are
full of life and excitement. And
yes.
Kids are like that.
Yep,
they really are. But Shirley, we're out of time again. Praise God. It's been a joy and a privilege and an honor for you to be here today in house and always lifting up the word of the Lord and trying to encourage our youth to continue in the word of God and trying to get parents and grandparents excited about sharing the good news and just keeping up the faith, you know.
Oh, Linda, well, thank you. I want to thank you for allowing me to come and talk. And you know, it's just keeping up in the faith is
yes.
by reading God's word and just praying for these little ones and praying for the clubs. Getting involved with something really keeps your faith growing.
Well,
so
we're out.
You,
thank you for listening. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics.